Never has a quarry been so captivating. Nor a recycling centre. Two locations featured in Frame Rate, a film created from thousands of 3D time-lapse scans of British landscapes. This is the expanded strand of London's BFI Film Festival. Inside disused railway arches, audiences are experiencing the many ways there are to tell a tale visually using cutting-edge technology.
Pulse of the Earth is about giving people an insight into the way that the world is changing in a way that they've never been able to see before. So you glimpse real-world sights in this room, but you see them change over a time period of a year or sometimes longer. And they're captured through the eyes, not of traditional cameras, but of laser scanners.
Most pieces use virtual reality headsets. Others are augmented reality, where, through their phone, visitors see images overlaid onto the real world. Climate collapse is a recurrent theme. Planet City builds a utopian future where you can peer inside.
What's special about immersive technology is that you're in the center of the experience. You're not in front of the screen anymore, in front of the stage. You really are part of the experience. And I think this is why filmmakers, artists, creators are drawn to this medium. And they're trying to push the boundaries of how we tell stories, of how we engage with our audiences. And this is so exciting.
Other works touch on war and conflict, putting the viewer literally in the trenches.
I wanted to make a work that explores an aspect of warfare that is usually not in the media and also not in the imagination of people of war, namely the endless waiting.
On the Morning You Wake uses a documentary style to put you inside the panicked minds of Hawaiians in 2018 when they all received a text alerting them to an imminent nuclear attack.
My phone saying there was a ballistic missile inbound.
Yeah, we just got it too.
In Apparatus Ludens, artificial intelligence harvests your online data to create a rather creepy personal landscape of photographs that questions who owns your digital footprint.
This is a space where filmmakers can really push the boundaries of storytelling. And some of these mediums can move you in a way that traditional film can't. But while these technologies are evolving at speed, the distribution has some catching up to do. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, London.